Today is a very special day for my family. My big brother and my dad are off on a road trip to get us our very own super dog. Me, Mum, and my two other brothers, Rossa and Dara, are waiting at home, but we're very excited. I'm Alva. I am 8 years old. And this is my dad, Tom.
We were up at 5:30 this morning. We got everything ready and all packed up. And we're on our way to Cork now. And unfortunately, the rain is coming down like steroids. But at least it's bright.
Normally, he's a very serious military correspondent type dude. You might have heard him on the radio.
Tom Clonan, security analyst with the Irish Times, tells the true story of the Irish at war through an account of his experience as an Irish Army officer serving in Lebanon.
A rubber dinghy came ashore with some Palestinian guerrillas who'd come down the coast from Lebanon.
But not today.
And Owen, can I ask you, which character in The Simpsons am I like?
It is true. Dad does like a can of Guinness while he's cooking the dinner. That's my big brother Owen. He's 10. He's the reason we're getting Super Dog.
And what else do I do?
I even burp.
Only once a year.
Owen is in a wheelchair because he can't walk. His wheelchair has blue wheels with black bats on them. It's kind of a superhero wheelchair.
Owen has a neuromuscular disease. It's a very rare disease. It's called Pelizaeus-Merzbacher disease, or PMD.
Owen is 2 years older than me, and he has blue glasses, blonde hair. He loves Moshi Monsters and Lego. And sometimes we fight about who gets to play Moshi Monsters on the computer.
Intellectually, Owen is perfectly normal. The effect of the disease is that he has limited control on his lower limbs.
He draws monsters from Doctor Who and writes comics about Captain Underpants. Even though he's only 10, he loves the Beatles and Elvis.
So he's unable to walk, and he can crawl, and he can do a certain amount of climbing, and he can move his legs a little, but really, to get from A to B, or to navigate the house or the home environment, or to navigate the classroom environment, he's using a wheelchair.
And it's because of that he's getting Super Dog.
We've been waiting for this for just over 2 years now. So it's very exciting, and we've made whatever preparations we can. So we've fenced the back garden. That's about as much as we've done so far. So we'll find out with a bang.
When I first heard of Super Dog, I thought he was going to do my laundry and magically clean my room. But Mum and Dad can explain what his real superpowers are.
We kind of feel we're getting Super Dog because the dog is going to be more than a pet and can help Owen. You know, for him, reaching from the chair, if he drops something on the ground, it can be hard to reach it on his own. So the dog will be able to assist him with that. And we want Owen to be able to go to school independently as well and go off to the shop up the road and go out on his own to meet his friends. So we think the dog will increase his confidence, but it will increase our confidence in letting him do that on his own, knowing that if he gets stuck or gets into trouble, he has the dog to help him.
He's bulletproof. That was the expression that the Irish Dogs for the Disabled use.
Bulletproof? I sure hope so. Have you met my little brother, Rossa?
Huge walking teddy bear. You know, when somebody is a wheelchair user, people are afraid maybe to talk to you or to interact because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing or in some way offend, so they might avoid interaction, whereas the dog really kind of breaks down those barriers.
Owen's two favourite teddies, Penguin and Animal from the Muppets, are sitting with him in the back of the car. They remind Owen that although he's looking forward to Superdog, he has got one worry, one big worry.
What did you, Penguin, Dad?
I've heard that he might get your teddies all right, so we're going to have to keep those teddy bears up high and make sure that Duke doesn't gobble them up by accident. Wouldn't that be terrible on the first day if Duke ate Animal?
And what about his table manners? Can he use a knife and fork?
Well, Duke bang to eat my dinner, Dad.
Well, we have to be very careful with Duke and his diet. He can't eat from the table. And because he's a very highly trained dog, Owen, he eats once a day, and we can't give him treats from the table or feed him our food because it wouldn't be good for him. Can you remember what's poisonous?
Chocolate, sweets, and lots of. Dad, would he eat an apple?
I don't know. I didn't see in the Golden Retriever book that they were fond of apples. I don't know. I don't think dogs eat apples.
So no chocolates, no sweets, and no begging for dinner. And now, no apples. What can this poor dog have?
Dad, well, we give
I think, of course, he'll get some treats. And Jenny will show us how to use treats in his training.
They're just past Port Leash, wherever that is, and tummies are starting to rumble.
So when Duke is working well with you, and when you're working well, because you have to do some work too, like dress yourself. Did you dress yourself this morning?
No.
No. I dressed you, so you when you're dressing yourself and Duke helps you put on your socks, and what else can he do when you're getting dressed? What other jobs will you give him to do?
Well, fetch
your vest.
Yeah.
Good. So when he's doing those kind of jobs, like helping you to pull up your trousers and put on your vest and being your buddy, then he can get some treats.
Yeah.
Dad always gives us treats when Mum's not around and Owen is in luck. They've stopped in McDonald's in Cashel for Owen's favourite breakfast, pancakes and chocolate sauce, the breakfast of superheroes. Well, they're stuffing their faces. Let's just for a moment go back to our house where we're only having boring old cereal for breakfast.
I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be a big change.
And it's a fully trained dog, so hopefully no toilet training or anything.
Are we ready for it? It's going to be a big change.
Do you think the dog will like us?
Hopefully
she will.
I think it's a he.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Our intrepid travellers are back on the road.
So we're getting excited now, aren't we, Owen?
Yeah.
Do you think Duke is looking forward to meeting us?
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Almost.
And you're going to have to practice your commands. What kind of commands will you give Duke?
Turn on the light, Duke.
Told you he was obsessed with Lego.
What about your socks?
Pull down my socks, Duke.
And will you be saying please to Duke?
Yeah.
Are we there yet? 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 Are we there yet?
Hi, Jenny. It's Tom here. It's 10 to 10. I'm just at the Silver Springs heading for Blarney now, so we should be there in the next 15 minutes or so. Sorry about the slight delay. Talk to you shortly. Bye.
Nearly there. About time.
And I can't wait to train him to give me the paw.
Give me the paw.
Somewhere along here.
Finally!
Oh, there it is.
Fiddler's Brook.
Fiddler's Brook, wherever that is. This is Superdog Training HQ. It's in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by trees and fields.
I think this is where we're going to be staying, Owen.
Yeah.
Do you see any shopping malls? What do you see?
Many fields
and hills. Isn't that beautiful? Look, do you see the hawthorn? And all the bloom. So this is Irish Dogs for the Disabled. And we're about, I'd say, 4, maybe 6 miles beyond Blarney in this beautiful countryside. And it's a lovely setting. We're just driving up the driveway here and you can see the dogs. Here's Jenny now. So she's just directing us up the hill a little.
Jennifer is to Superdog what Mr. Miyagi is to Karate Kid. Just wait until you hear her Cork accent.
Oh, who's that on?
Duke.
You think that's him?
Yeah.
He's looking very excited, isn't he?
And there he is, looking at Owen through the window, wagging his tail like mad. Our very own 5-star super dog. He's got copper golden fur like my hair, and his eyes are really brown. He looks a bit like a lion.
Can you see him?
Yeah.
Okay, we better get in.
Before we meet Duke, though, remember those pancakes and chocolate sauce?
Just have to do a little bit of wiping here. Get the chocolate sauce off your face. That was a healthy breakfast we had, wasn't it? Pancakes. Pancakes and chocolate sauce. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Do you want to take your breaks off there? How are you?
Great. How are you, Owen?
We're very good. He's very excited.
Is it waking up for you, Owen?
I think he's distracted.
He's inside waiting for you. He's been waiting all morning, but he's very wet because it's so wet here this morning. So he's a bit wet, but sure he'll dry, won't he?
Yeah.
It won't be raining all the time, hopefully. Hello, Juki. Where are you? Hello. It's a way of saying I love you.
Hello, Duke.
Isn't he gorgeous?
He's all kisses. All kisses. You'll be all slobbered. All slobbered. Let me go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a bit more space. Oh, big shit.
It was love at first sight and a slobber shower.
I didn't need to wipe your face in the car at all. Duke could have licked all that chocolate sauce off your cheeks.
likes you. Look at your hand, isn't he?
Is that ticklish?
He only licks people he likes.
Duke and Owen are getting to know one another.
Yeah.
And Duke, and that's what Owen was asking for in the car all the way down. Will he give me the paw? And he's given him the paw there. That's lovely to see. Owen is sitting there, and he's having a good look at Duke. It's great to see the bond. And I'm glad to see that Owen is able to kind of communicate with him. And he's a beautiful dog.
Oh, he said you must have dropped some crumbs down there earlier.
Yeah.
Did you drop a few crumbs?
I had.
He's two, and he comes from Waterford, County Waterford.
Waterford. We'll have to work on that. Owen supports the Dubs all the way.
So he has all his brothers and sisters are also in training assistance dogs. Some have already qualified, and he did do really well.
Right, less of the slobbering. Let's get down to business.
So what's going to happen is, really it's a case of Duke and Owen getting to know each other and starting the bond and starting the relationship, and for Duke and Owen to learn to communicate effectively with each other. So that Owen will have to learn all the different words that Duke knows, so that Duke will start taking his instruction from Owen, and Owen will have to understand what Duke likes and what Duke doesn't like, and how to get Duke to respond best to him. Because like humans, they have their own personalities and their own likes and dislikes.
Well, you know, I can fill him in what Owen likes. Lego, and more Lego. Did I mention Lego?
They have needs and desires like the rest of us, really, that need to be met. And when they're met, then you get the best of both worlds.
And so begins 4 days of intensive training for Duke, Owen and Dad. Day one.
Duke, growl loud.
Oh, he does it when he feels like it. He's too busy.
It's when he was. Sit.
Oh, good boy.
First off, Owen had Duke performing like a circus monkey.
Wow, look. What's that? What's that inside his mouth?
Teeth.
He's big teeth, doesn't he?
Good, Duke.
And look at his beautiful eyes. Isn't he a gorgeous dog?
That afternoon, Jukey went to a shopping centre with Dad, Owen and Jenny.
Taking the PIWS there.
Yeah, Dad. Good boy.
Is he a good boy? Hands up in the air. Up high.
Yeah, and he was still trying to lick all the wrong things.
Not trying to lick lollipops as he's walking by. Isn't that right, Owen?
Yeah.
No, he's not allowed to lick lollipops, is he?
No.
No.
Day two. All was going well until there was an incident. Duke got a taste for something a bit stinky.
Okay, so it's bedtime. And Duke, this is night two of our training.
Dad has a lot on, and men aren't great at multitasking. He's trying to get Owen into bed, look after Duke, and record this radio diary.
Duke,
come over here, look. Will you help Owen take off his socks? Okay, so basically we've got Owen's shoes off, and Owen is undressing himself, but he needs a little bit of help. Owen can't reach down to his socks, so tonight Duke is going to try and help us take the socks off. Hey, Duke, come on. Come on. Look. No, forget about the microphone. Here, look. Look at this. Here, grab that. What's that? Pull. That's it. Come on. So he's got the sock. Come on, Duke. Pull. Oh, good boy. What's he just done? Tell us what he's just
done. My sock.
But there's one small problem. Where's Duke gone now?
Out.
And what's he got in his mouth?
Sock.
Do you think he's going to eat our sock?
No.
Hopefully not.
Duke. Duke!
Day 3. They eventually got the sock back and all was going well.
I think they had that.
Then disaster struck.
He ran away.
And who chased him?
Me.
And what was I wearing?
In his underwear.
Yeah, I was in my boxer shorts.
And my normally serious military correspondent dad ended up in public in his underpants. So embarrassing.
I didn't even have socks on and I ran a mile and a half through the back roads of Blarney.
Yes, you heard me right. My dad in the middle of nowhere in his underpants.
Up a hill and I met a farmer and he said, good morning. And there was me in just my underpants. And I said, good morning. And he said, what part of Dublin are you from? And then in the end, luckily for me, we got Duke. Because he run away. He chased a dog up the road. So luckily for me, he got away. But it just goes to show that Duke is he's an assistance dog. But he is a normal doggy. And he does all the things that normal doggies do.
That brings us to today. Day 4. The day Duke comes to live with us. But first, he needs to go through the ultimate test for a super dog. First up, it's those pesky socks. Can he get them off without going on the run?
So we're just going to get Owen to show you Duke taking off the socks.
Pull.
He's got one sock pulled off. And the other sock pulled.
Can we give him treats?
No, that's not a treat for that simple thing, is it?
How does it feel, Owen, when Duke is taking your socks off?
And take Ali and Gray.
The sock test down. It's time for test 2. Fetch.
What's he say?
Bring it.
Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Now, Duke, over there, look. Owen is playing with a toy just to get Duke kind of excited and to get him switched on, as it were. You know, rev him up a little bit. And we'll practice now, as you can see, with picking up pens instead of the toy. And everyday items that Owen might be using in his, you know, either his schoolwork or around the house. So we've pens, remote controls. And it'll take a while for the partnership to fully gel. So we have to practice and train every day in this way. And I suppose apart from the obvious benefits of having something fetched and brought to you, you can see by Owen's body language that he's electrified and he's very empowered by the whole partnership process, and his voice, his dictation is a lot clearer, and the pitch of his voice, his ability to project himself. So there's a lot going on. I mean, apart from the sort of the physical exercise of retrieving a pen or remote control, there's a lot of sort of psychological reinforcement for Owen, and a lot of affirmation from the dog. It's very, very positive.
Test 3. Duke has to be able to drive our car. Only joking. He has to turn a light switch on and off.
So the dogs are trained to touch specific spots like switch, so they can hit switches and alarms or whatever. So the command to touch is to touch. Duke.
Touch.
Good boy. So he just hit the switch there. Touch.
Touch.
Good boy. Again, tell him on. Touch. Tell him again on.
Touch.
Good boy. So he's getting turning on and off like a light switch.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Hurrah for Duke. He's passed all the tests. But now it's Owen's turn and he's getting down on the floor for his crawling challenge. Dun, 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 dun.
Owen is climbing out of the chair.
I'm giving him a little bit of assistance. He's learned how to crawl, and he's learned to crawl in much the same way as you or I would learn how to ride a bicycle. It doesn't come naturally to him. But once he's learned each sequence and each part of the process, you know, raising his knee, getting his hips in alignment and just moving forward one at a time, a bit like us riding a bicycle, you don't forget. Once you've learned how to do it, you don't forget. But the trick is to get him into that process. So he's down on the floor now. But when he's down on the floor with Duke, they're pretty static at the moment. He's just lying on top of him.
Hold it. Yeah, okay, watch. Well, watch what Teddy says. No, hold on. Duke, come back here. Now, watch what Teddy says. Sit down.
Dad, not the Teddy voice. Do you really have to be so embarrassing?
Look, what's he doing?
Lying. Yeah.
Good dog. No. Okay.
Bring
no, you throw Teddy for him there, okay?
Teddy.
He's got it. Oh, big, come on, Owen. Don't let go, Teddy. Oh, he's gone.
Don't make me laugh.
Why?
Yeah.
You got a hair in your mouth, have you?
A hair? You've got a whole half a dog in your mouth. Let me see. Look at all that, all those hairs that went into your mouth. Now, why does Duke make you laugh?
Because he's funny. Oh.
You got more than you bargained for. Where did he put his paw just now?
On my head.
He nearly took your glasses off.
He was patting your head like we pat his head, wasn't he?
Well, there's so much dog hair on you. We could get mixed up between you and Duke.
Owen actually looks like one of the Moshi Monsters. He's got so much hair on him.
So what Owen has just done there, he's crawled about 4 or 5 feet. And he's done that independently. And I haven't seen Owen do that, for about 2 years. Well, you know, I mean, it's great to see it. And it's great to see him enjoy it. Because Owen has had so many, over the years, you know, kind of painful interventions and all sorts of little procedures that have been uncomfortable, and he's been such a great little soldier. Like he's a very brave boy, but to see him, you know, get this kind of therapeutic effect, and it's just pure fun, pure enjoyment. It's great to see that open up for him.
They've both passed all their tests, but before two become one, Juki had to say goodbye to all his doggy brothers and sisters. That's so cute. Hanky's at the ready, people.
Duke has to say goodbye to all his brothers and sisters now in a minute, so tell him no crying.
No crying.
You'll see them again soon. You'll see them again when they're qualified assistance dogs, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll all be important and special dogs then, huh? And that's Derry, and that's Dalton, and that's Diva. And obviously that's Duke.
With those names, they sound like they could fill in for Santa's reindeers. Well, they are super dogs after all.
They went mad.
Time to say goodbye. Well, it's not goodbye, it's just so long.
That's Diva saying good luck, Duke.
Now that Duke has barked goodbye to his family, it's time for the final farewells.
He's up in the back seat, on the baby seat.
Come here, thank you very much.
Jenny, listen, thank you so much for everything.
Look after my boy now. I said, look after me, Baba Owen, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be good. No stories. You'll be the best boy. You're always the best.
Safe travels.
Yeah. So
we'll
be in touch.
Shall we be in touch?
Yes, that's
great. I'll ring you later.
Yeah.
Make sure he's at home safely in one piece.
Okay, so we're leaving now. We're leaving the Irish Dogs for the Disabled at the end of a hectic week, and I think we've all learned something new. And we're going to head up for Dublin, so I should catch the kids and everybody at home. I'd say we'll be home about 6:30. There's going to be a big change in their lives to see Duke coming in. There'll be much excitement.
The dogs are like angels, and we're just here to guide them down the road to help other people.
Can you believe it, Owen? Can you believe we have Duke in the car now?
Yeah.
Is he? What's he doing?
He's lying down.
Next stop, home!
Holy day, Dad.
We're nearly there. We're on the M50.
We're pretty excited as well. They're nearly here.
Yeah. Do you think Duke senses that we're nearly home?
Come on, Duke.
They've been driving for 3 hours. But as he sees they're nearly home, Owen starts clapping and Duke knows something's up.
Hello, house, we're nearly there. We're home. Dan, look at Duke.
You've met Owen and Duke, but at last the real star has appeared. Alva, Margaret Izzel cloning! Me! And yes, I did lose the run of myself, but it's not every day you get a super dog.
He's my horsey. Duke is my
horsey. He's not a horse, he's a dog, Alva.
But I like to sit on Duke.
It might hurt him. It would hurt his back.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Bop, bop, giddy up.
Hi. How's it? He's strutting around, and by the tail, you can see he's really excited. Oh, look, he's beautiful, isn't he?
Dukey, he's beautiful.
Dukey is running around, possibly wondering what he's gotten himself in for.
I think it'll be fine tomorrow when they all calm down a little bit. I think the high-pitched screaming from Rossa, poor Duke, is all I'll say. Say he doesn't know where he's landed. He's a beautiful dog, and you can see how Owen is great with him even already. And Owen is clearly in charge, you know, and issuing the rules, and he's the master, as it were, you know. It's great, great to see it. But he's huge. He's like a lion, slash horse, slash dog. He's great. I mean, you can see his temperament is lovely. He's just having a good look around. He's very calm when you see everything that's happening around him.
Well, I mean, the reality hits home when you see him here, in with the kids. You can hear the noise there in the background. There, I think they're all excited. But he's definitely Owen's dog, which is great to see. So it's good to have those 4 days of bonding and acclimatisation down in Cork. And I think for Duke as well, I think if he hadn't gotten to know us, I think it'd be stressful for him, you know, for any animal to suddenly find himself in this situation. But yeah.
Even a human animal.
I'm looking at my lawn there. I might kiss it goodbye, but no, it's great to see.
Owen has one last thought on his relationship with Duke. Apparently, Duke is confused as to who is a dog and who is a human.
he didn't climb the dog and eat the human.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you, Jukey.